5 years ago, 15 students at Mendez Middle School got pregnant during one school year. Since then, at least 19 other students at the school have also gotten pregnant. But last school year, zero student pregnancies were reported. So what happened? According to district officials, all middle school students get the same sex education and health instruction as part of their science classes. Tracy Lunoff oversees the sex ed and health curriculum for AISD.
We're really focusing on the abstinence from risk-taking behaviors in general. So that includes drug, tobacco use prevention, and gang-related behaviors. And we really focus on and drive the curriculum and the learning around goal setting.
Then schools focus more on human sexuality and pregnancy prevention.
We do start talking about, what are diseases, sexually transmitted infections, how to prevent those things, i.e., the varying birth control methods.
None of that has changed in recent years, so it's unclear exactly why the school saw such a sharp decline in pregnancies. The district didn't make counselors, teachers, or students at Mendez available on the issue. Lunoff credits the Dove Springs community for the drop in middle school pregnancies.
I really feel strongly that it was the rallying and the advocacy of the community saying, we need help, and there are resources, in the Austin community, in the district, to really help us, and that they want healthy kids, and they want healthy families.
Another reason for the decline in pregnancies at Mendez could be the large number of nonprofits and community groups working directly with students at the school. One program is Safe Place. It runs the Expect Respect program at Mendez and other middle and high schools in Austin. While the group doesn't provide sex education, it teaches at-risk students about healthy relationships and how to respect themselves and others.
That's a big piece of our curriculum is dating violence and dating abuse, and just how to have a healthy relationship, and what does that look like?
That's Sydney Dickerson, one of the Safe Place counselors. The program splits boys and girls into two groups.
Some of these kids have never seen a healthy relationship. They've only seen violence and control.
It's the only place they really have where they can be real about that stuff, talk about things they can't talk about other places, so it feels pretty good.
And that's Nate Morgan. He counsels the male group. As these students enter puberty and begin dating, they have a lot of questions. Randy Randolph manages the Expect Respect program at Mendez.
Helping them question what it is to be a man and a woman, especially in middle school, where it's just one of those developmental things. Your body's changing, you're existing within a new form, you're not sure what to do with it, your hormones are starting. And so all those things about being a man or a woman becomes very, very important to them.
Morgan and Dickerson say they hear a lot of the same concerns around dating and families at all of the middle and high schools they work at in the district. But Dickerson says at Mendez, it doesn't seem like a middle school experience.
There are the same dynamics of he said, she said, and friendships and difficulty with drama, that's everywhere. But in the low-income families, you have to add on top of it, my dad is in jail or, got arrested last night for hurting my mom, or I can't see my sister anymore because she got in a fight with someone.
She says around half the students she works with have at least one parent in jail. The other half have just one parent out of the picture. That makes these programs extremely important to support students. Tracy Lunoff with AISD says parents need to be involved in the conversation.
Our expectation is that every child will graduate from high school, college, career, life ready. That's what we promise. However, we can't dictate or teach children, what their own personal morals and values should be. So we really rely on parents as our partner to help with the prevention of teen pregnancy.
While Lunoff acknowledges some families have challenging situations, she says others just don't feel comfortable talking to their kids about sex.
And there are a number of resources in our community, LifeWorks, Planned Parenthood, their faith-based organization, their private physician, you know, whomever that they trust as parents to receive information about such topics as sex education and human sexuality, I would challenge parents, go to those resources.
The school district also provides additional sex ed classes at some middle and high schools called Real Talk. But right now, anyway, that program isn't being offered at Mendez Middle School. Kate McGee, KUT News.